If you're new here, welcome. And if you came back, oh, God bless you. Thank you for coming back. This is the Jesus Fix It podcast with Jess. We talk about everything, life, its craziness, its ups and downs. Because you know what? Jesus can fix it and he can handle it all. Thank y'all so much for listening to Jesus Fix It. I am literally finding my voice again. I have not had a voice in a week or so, getting over these allergies and bronchitis. And I'm so thankful just to be able to speak. You know, it's one thing when I was growing up and I was in school to be told, okay, stop talking. But then to not be able to talk, you know, you're laughing. Oh, well, first of all, let me tell you about my guest. Grace, you've been on Jesus Fix It before.
Hi, y'all.
Just so you know, I'm just not talking to myself this time. So Grace is our office manager and my friend here at Spirit FM. And she was so nice to just not have me talk to myself today.
Anytime.
Thank you. But yeah, growing up in school, I was always told, Jess, stop talking. Jess, you're talking too much. I was sent to the office so much for talking. And it's like, hey, joke's on you. Look what I do for a living now. Ha ha ha. But then last week I was sick and I actually lost my voice for a while and couldn't talk, and it was like miserable. So I'm just so thankful to be able to talk again. And Grace, thank you again for joining me and just having some conversation today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Jess. We've missed your voice too.
Really?
You were kind of like the voice within the station. So yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. But now that I do have my voice back, I'm kind of checking my heart though. Okay. So I don't know if you've heard the Risa Tisa. I don't even know if I'm saying her name right, but that's her TikTok handle, Risa Tisa. And I have to warn you, if you've heard of her or if you've seen her TikTok story, some of the language she uses is not such good language. Okay. I'm not saying that I support her language. I'm just talking about her story. Mm-hmm. But her name is Risa Tisa. I think that's just her handle, her TikTok handle. Well, she has this 50 some story about this bad relationship she was in. So she took to TikTok. Does that even sound right? Took to TikTok.
Took to TikTok. I mean, that's.
Mm-hmm. Well, she went on TikTok to share her story about marrying this guy she met during.
Oh, she married him.
She married this dude during the pandemic. Mm. And she went on TikTok to share her story about not knowing him and not paying attention to the red flags and how awful it was marrying somebody she didn't really know. And she's a Christian woman. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to share her story as a precautionary tale. And her story has blown up. She's gotten millions. I'm talking millions of followers. She's been on so many TV shows because of her stories on TikTok. Are they called stories on TikTok? I'm so out of touch.
I am too, girl. I live under a rock.
I'm not really a TikToker, but I'll admit I've gotten sucked into her stories. There are so many of these because I guess when you do a TikTok, is it a reel or video or whatever? It's about, what, a minute and a half or a minute long. Well, she had like 50 of these to share her whole story. Mm-hmm. When she went on to share these, there's so many of them. Somebody had to do like a sum it up. Like they just summed the whole thing up because there are so many of these. It was so popular. One day I was in the Walmart parking lot and I heard somebody listening to her story in their car through their Apple CarPlay.
They had their windows down. They were blasting it.
Yes, that's how popular this is. But she's been on Good Morning America. She's been on the Today Show, Kelly Clarkson. Wow. It's so popular. She has a deal with Netflix. She's working with a talent agency. She's gotten a free car. She's gotten a home because this guy that she ended up marrying, he was pretty evil, I gotta say. And I don't know, of course, you know, he has his side of the story. But according to her story, he there was like a false identity. He was supposedly married to somebody else when he married her. Oh. It was really, really bad. He supposedly bought a house that really wasn't paid for. Like, there was so, so much. But my point is, out of this whole situation, this whole cautionary tale, she's gotten all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. So shame. Jokes on him. Like,
yeah. But then also, I really had to check my heart. And a whole lot of people felt the same way I did, because I was like, OK, so, yeah, OK, this happened to you. But you met this man. You barely knew him for what? I think she knew him for maybe a month. And then they moved in together right when COVID happened, and then they got engaged and they got married. I think it was less than maybe 3 months, and then all of this bad stuff happened. And so I had to check my heart, because I'm like, now, I'm not saying she deserved any of that. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm like, you share your story, and all of a sudden, you've been blessed with all of this stuff. And I'm like, Lord, some of us have been praying for breakthroughs. Lord, some of us have been on our knees.
Meet me halfway, please, Lord. Just meet me halfway. Not even where I'm at. Just meet me halfway.
Right? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, yes.
Like, Lord, okay. Lord, all she had to do is get on TikTok. Now, she is telling, there are 50 parts in over like a course of a month or two. And she's telling some of her story in the car. She's telling some of the story on the way to work. And she's telling some of the story before she goes to bed. You know how they do on TikTok. They're telling their stories at different times. And I'm like, all she's doing is sharing her story and how she's talking about how she didn't pay attention to red flags and stuff. I'm like, all she's doing is making TikTok videos. And overnight, she's a millionaire
She's a millionaire.
And I'm like, overnight, all of her dreams have come true. And I'm like, Lord, what do I have to do? I've been faithful. I've been praying. And you blessed her. And so that caused me to immediately check my heart. Well, okay, that was a lie. Not immediately. Okay, let me back up. Look at me checking my heart again. Because that just shows the bitter and jealousy in my heart.
We all have it. We all have it.
You know? Because sometimes I believe that's why God won't open doors for us, because of how our hearts are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can only speak for myself. What my actual feeling should be is, if God did it for her, He can do it for me.
But I mean, just pray that. I would just be probably thankful in that moment. You know what, God, thank you for the relationship I have with somebody that I'm in love with, you know, that I didn't have to go through all this heartbreak and everything. So I guess there's just kind of like different areas in your life to be thankful for in that type of situation. But I had a friend who experienced the same catfish issue, I guess is what they call it, catfish. She met him online and he was part of the military. A lot of red flags she was giving me. And, you know, I wanted to be there for her and I wanted to support her and be happy for her, because I didn't know the whole story. But because I know she's been looking for somebody for so long and she seemed happy, I could tell she was happy, I supported her, but I was still keeping my eye open about the situation. And then unfortunately, months came down the road, she started sending him money. And never, they tried to meet and it never happened. He always came up with some excuse on why they couldn't meet. And eventually, you know, everything resurfaced. God, you know, made the truth surface. And she was left heartbroken. She was left feeling very just used and, you know, felt like she could have done more on her end and not let her heart get in the way of so much of what she needed to do. But the whole TikTok thing honestly gets me gagged. Like, how you can put something online. Here are people who are working hours and hours, day in and night, praying on their knees, looking for an answer, which, you know what? God's not going to give you something if you're not able to handle it. You know, He's not going to bless you. So like, you asking God to let you win the lottery. Okay, He lets you win the lottery. You ain't going to ever be in church again. So I don't understand how the whole social media platform works as far as how people are able to succeed so much in it. I don't fully, truly believe in it, believe that that is something that you are able to make such a profit. If you want to sit there and make a name or bring something up that can help somebody in life, but to make a profit off of it, I don't fully believe in that.
So you don't fully, I don't knock it. I don't knock it.
If it's part of your business.
If it's part of your business. Now, I will admit there are some influencers, like some fashion influencers and things that I follow who have made quite a profit by influencing us to buy things. But I've even wondered, okay, do you even believe in what you're selling us? Is this just a money thing for you, or are you doing it just to get, you know,
yeah,
are you just selling us the dream?
I know,
so
exactly.
You can get your coins.
That's always behind. I mean, that's basically they go to sleep just fine at night. I mean, because
but I mean, I guess, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm torn about the whole making your money on social media thing. Yeah. I'm not going to say 100% knock it, but I don't know.
I'm with you too.
I'm kind of torn.
If it's, I feel like if it's for a better good, or you are doing something to promote something of your sort of business area, like sitting there and show me what you eat in a day, I don't care.
Yeah,
they get so many followers and get so many views off of doing that daily, and they're making thousands a month. And it's like, to me, that's not fair. That's not honestly earned money, in my opinion. And I feel like God is not going to bless something that is not honestly earned.
Yeah.
That's just my true feeling. Like, I could sit there and go to, which I would never do, I could sit there and go to a casino club and I win, you know, like $10,000. And I'm like, oh my God, God bless me. I would not feel like God blessed me with that.
Right.
That is not honestly earned money.
Right.
And to me, there is a certain degree and a certain line where it's considered just, if you're promoting your business and you're selling a product versus, you don't want to get out there and work, so you just want to make a video on what you eat a day. And there's a line. And if they make money, good for you. But do I believe in it? No.
But if people are watching it,
I know. And that's
what's
so. And it's like,
so if I go right now over to Walmart next door and get a whole thing full of Reese's peanut butter eggs, and I say, you know what, I'm going to videotape myself eating all 100 of these. And you say, Jess, there is no way you can eat 100 of them. And I'm like, watch me. I'm going to put it on TikTok right now. And you watch me do it. And I put it on TikTok and I'm making a live video. And people are like, there's no way she's going to finish it. And people are just watching me devour these.
Yeah.
Are you knocking me for doing it if people are watching it?
No, I'm not knocking.
People are watching.
Yeah.
Like, who told them to watch? They're watching on their own accord. I mean, that's what it is. And I get what you're saying. If people are watching, then who, like,
I think I was trying to, and this is something I probably need to do on my own time and research. When did entertaining on social media or posting on social media became a way of earning an income? And because, I mean, me, I'm guilty myself. I will sit there and watch reality stuff and get into reels. I spent 30 minutes on Facebook reels and I'm like, okay, Lord, nope. I need to find something else to do. As if we don't already have enough going on in our own lives and enough drama. We have to be entertained and be pulled in by other people's stuff.
Well, I think I'm no expert, but I think it's a popularity thing. You know, people get popular by, for example, like I said, there are influencers I follow. I love, there's this one lady in Arkansas. She's a Christian lady. Her husband is a worship leader at this church in Arkansas. I like them. I don't know why. I just, they just seem like nice people. I love their pictures and stuff. And she has a really huge following. Mm-hmm. And of course, people see that she has a huge following. She has, like, I think 2 million followers. And so, of course, advertisers see that she's popular. So they're like, hey, put on my clothes. And so I want all of your followers to see you wearing my brand. So that's what happens. Walmart says, oh, you have a huge following. When you're in your kitchen, hey, I would like my Walmart product to be sitting on your countertop so all of your followers can see. Oh, when you're in your bathroom talking to your kids or combing your little girl's hair, I would like your followers to see you using my hair products. So that's what happened. And oh, and we'll throw you some dollars too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what happens. That's how they start making their money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the promotions come.
Yeah, because if they're going to be online anyway and, you know, sharing their lot, that's what happens. They develop this following, they're online sharing their lives, they have all of these followers, and then advertisers see that and they're like, hey, the next time you do this, why don't you use my product while you do it? We'll pay you for your advertising. And that's how they start making that money. I mean, if I'm online, if I had the following and I love shoes and perfume, and if I post a selfie and I had 2 million followers, and Nike or Dior said, hey, if you're going to be posting a video, can you just put on my shoes?
She went with Dior, you guys.
I mean, I'm just saying, I love Dior perfume. I'm just saying, if they said, hey, the next time you post a picture, could you hold a bottle of my perfume when you do it? Sure. For $500? Sure. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Right. No. Yeah.
You know?
And it's entertainment, and it's right. And if it's there's an influential or a purpose behind the video, and I think what was her name again?
The lady I follow, her name is Rochelle.
Rochelle, mm-hmm. Or no, the one lady with
Risa Tisa. Yeah, we're all over the place.
It is all right. You know, mm-hmm. She had originally came out to give red flags, to give her experience, and to
warn. But now look, yeah,
and it's like being fed on to so much. That I feel like instead of it being a red flag, it's becoming entertainment for some people.
It did. Now,
drama,
I don't think,
more drama that people already know they have enough in their lives, but they just need to feed off of somebody else's drama.
I think so. And I'm wondering, is that bad?
And I'm guilty of it too. But my 90-day fiancé, I love my 90-day
fiancé. See, that's what I'm saying. Is it bad though? I don't know. Because I'll admit, I was not interested before I knew how big Risa Tisa was, how big the story was. I was not interested. I would scroll through social media and I would see people post about it. I just didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And so I'd keep it scrolling. And then my sister and my son, we all have this little group text. And I saw my sister and my son talking about it. And I was like, I don't want to be left out. Yeah. And so I started researching it. And then the next thing I know, I saw her on the Today Show. I saw her on Good Morning America. And so I was like, oh, let me go watch some of these episodes. The next thing I know, I am like 30 TikToks in. And it's like, I don't know. I just got sucked into it. It was entertaining. And I just couldn't help myself. And so I honestly don't think she knew it was going to be this.
No.
I really don't think she did. But now that it is, I just feel like she's just like, well, I'm not going to not take the free car.
Right. No, I mean, honestly, if I was in that position, I would have done this.
Yeah. And just a little bit of backstory. The reason she got a free car is because that's one of the things that he promised her was this car. I think he fake bought a car. And it turned out he really didn't get a car or something. Mm-hmm. He fake put a deposit on them, a house. And it turns out he really didn't or something. So somebody donated a house to her. Like, it was like all kinds of craziness. I'm not going to sit here and go through it with you because you can take all the TikTok hours yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I don't think. And I guess the point I was trying to make is, you know, we've made so many points, I guess, because one.
Is it fair? To just because you decided to post as a way, and maybe her true intentions were to just give warning and to be there and be a supporter of people who have fell victim to the same thing. Is it still fair that she received all of this stuff just because she wanted to put her personal life out there?
Yeah, that was the point I had. And it's kind of like, you know, the verse that says you reap what you sow. And we often look at that verse. I think somebody else on Instagram actually said this. I can't think of her name. But we actually think of that as like a bad thing. You reap what you sow. But it's not always like that. Mm-hmm. You actually reap kindness and you reap support. So if we support each other and we reap kindness too, all of that comes back to you as well. So instead of, you know, me feeling, oh, bitter and jealousy because, oh, she's getting all of these things, right. I still go back to the original thing instead of saying, oh, all she did was go on TikTok and talk about her bad relationship. I got plenty of them.
Right.
I could have easily just said, God, I see what you did for her.
Yes.
I know you can do it for me. God, I see what you did for other people. I know you can do it for me. Yes. God, I know you've created so many breakthroughs for other people. I know you can do it for me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the means. I know you are a God of how.
Yes.
I know you are a God of when. It's on your timing. I just don't need to be bitter.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, just putting that all aside, what we just discussed, many different things we just discussed, that is the true meaningful message of it all, is that just because God does it for somebody in this shape or form or fashion doesn't mean he's not going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing up the people take it as a negative connotation as far as the verse, you weep what you sow. That's not always true. Maybe she did sow so many kind and loving characteristics and had many of those moments that she had reaped in her life. And maybe this was just the opportunity that God was leading for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to sow back what she had given wholeheartedly throughout her whole life to somebody. So our situations are not comparable to somebody else's situations as far as how God is going to bless us.
Ooh.
So this might be a way that God has blessed her. And it is up with us looking within our own hearts, being able to receive that and be thankful for her and be supportive in her rather than just kind of bittering our own souls and being like, well, why can't I have this when all she had to do was this and this and this, you know, just put her social life on social media.
Oh, so that's a whole message right there.
No, you kind of brought that out of me a little bit because I had to check myself a little bit there because I don't find anything wrong with people gaining followers and being influential and being supporters to their listeners and helping them along the way because God knows we all need them. It's just being able to receive the message that they are giving out and being able to know that God is our author and our writer, our finisher and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So just bitterness is, that will kill your soul instantly.
Amen.
I can't deal with no bitterness, though. I'm happy for anybody who gets a little ticket in life sometimes. You know, we all need it.
I just want to see everybody win.
I know. Why can't we? But, you know, that's just how life is. It's okay.
All right. What would you like Jesus to fix?
A lot of things, but that's okay. I think What's one? I think just within my own mind, knowing that I am doing the best that I can for my family, my daughter, and sharing his goodness and sharing his love and knowing how to share that amongst other people, showing her how to be able to be that light for people in their lives.
Mm.
Just I'm giving that all to God, him giving me the peace of mind that I'm doing the best that I can for my daughter and letting her be able to be a loving light to others for his kingdom.
Amen.
Yeah.
Life's not perfect. That's why God gave us friends like Melody and Candy. Check out QuirksBumpsAndBruises.com or search Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises wherever you listen to podcasts.